can I have another theme or two? Yes.
But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, as Gershwin might play it.
As who?
Gershwin.
Gershwin?
Yeah.
Now, Gershwin is extremely difficult. It's a very sophisticated vocabulary that I find hard to pinpoint. But, of course, your tune, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you did hear what he asked. He wanted Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the style of Gershwin. In the style of Gershwin, speak into the floor. And
that's my little baby. There.
Yes, I do know that. It's unusual, but it works. It has certain things that are immediately popular, and in that sense, Gershwin-esque. Okay. This is Brahms. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Actually, this. That's a syncopation, like all that shuffle music of the 20s and 30s and 40s, or the ragtime. That kind of thing. Da-da-ba-dum-bum-bum. This is Copley in his Cuban Rhapsody, I think, whatever. He was imitating this. This kind of thing. The other is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That sixth degree of the scale is in, which is so important to late 19th century music. In, by the time of Mahler becomes an actual resting point. It's supposed to fade out completely, but there is, and I'm sure in some of his pieces he's actually ended on that as a tonic chord. So that's something that was then taken into popular music, so that, and jazz of course, so that. Oh, that's a comfortable place to end.
Would you care to identify that tune for those?
Oh, what was that, folks? Mack the Knife. And the other is octave six to five. I'm not thinking in terms of numbers, but that's just a very clear way of showing you how the degrees of the scale will influence what works or not. Okay, let's do this. Can you think? Anybody think of a good title for a Gershwin tune? You know, embraceable use already been used. Wonderful. Be nice, maybe I could be inspired by some little
of the I sing.
Yeah, but I would like a fake.
Oh, fake
Gershwin. Yeah.
Oh,
romantic.
Of me I sing.
Yes. Well, it suggests something faster though. So would this really work as a ballad?